Indeed, you could have given the exact same technology at the exact same time to any number of companies with the exact same resources as Nucor, and even still, they would have failed to deliver Nucor's results. Like the Daytona 500, the primary variable in winning is not the car, but the driver and his team. Not that the car is unimportant, but it is secondary. Mediocrity results first and foremost from management failure, not technological failure. Bethlehem Steel's difficulties had less to do with the mini-mill technology and more to do with its history of adversarial labor relations, which ultimately had its roots in unenlightened and ineffective management. Bethlehem had already begun its long slide before Nucor and the other mini-mills had taken significant market share. In fact, by the time Nucor made its technological breakthrough with continuous thin slab casting in 1986, Bethlehem had already lost more than 80% of its value relative to the market. This is not to say that technology played no role in Bethlehem's demise. Technology did play a role, and ultimately a significant one. But technology's role was as an accelerator of Bethlehem's demise, not the cause of it. Again, it's the same principle at work. Technology as an accelerator, not a cause, only in this comparison case, it is operating in reverse. Indeed, when we examined the comparison companies, we did not find a single example of a comparison company's demise coming primarily from a technology torpedo that blew it out of the water. R.G. Reynolds lost its position as the number one tobacco company in the world, not because of technology, but because RJR management thrashed about with undisciplined diversification and later went on a let's-make-management-rich-at-the-expense-of-the-company buyout binge. A&P fell from the second-largest company in America to irrelevance, not because it lagged behind Kroger in scanning technology, but because it lacked the discipline to confront the brutal facts of reality about the changing nature of grocery stores. The evidence from our study does not support the idea that technological change plays the principal role in the decline of once great companies, or the perpetual mediocrity of others. Certainly, technology is important. You can't remain a laggard and hope to be great. But technology by itself is never a primary cause of either greatness or decline. Throughout business history, early technology pioneers rarely prevail in the end. VisiCalc, for example, was the first major personal computer spreadsheet. Where is VisiCalc today? Do you know anyone who uses it? And what of the company that pioneered it? Gone. It doesn't even exist.